Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we welcome to the Basic Gospel program our friend Larry Alex Taunton. Now, many of you listening are familiar with Larry, as he has appeared on the Basic Gospel program several times in the past, but for everyone else, Larry Alex Taunton is an American author, columnist, and cultural commentator whose work has been covered by the BBC, the New York Times, and many others. But he's known probably most famously for his appearances right here on Basic Gospel. I joke, of course, but Larry, welcome back to Basic Gospel. It's good to have you with us again, brother.
Hey, it is great to be with the Bobs.
Yes, indeed. It's great to have you, Larry. As always, we call you the most interesting man in the world. Your world travel certainly qualify you for that type of label. And we're hoping this conversation is going to be the most interesting conversation in the world as well. And Bob, you know, Larry has authored a number of books. His latest is Around the World in More Than 80 Days. It's a fabulous read, as Larry and I think one of your sons ventured with you on this particular journey to visit a number of countries and to find out what's going on in their countries. What do they believe? What is their culture like? And how does that compare to what we have in the United States of America? And at the end of that, you kind of conclude there's no place like home. There's no place like the good old United States of America, is there?
No, there isn't. And let me begin, gentlemen, by wishing you, Bob, very well in your recent heart attack, and the rapid medical attention that you received, minimizing damage, and I'm just so glad that I'm talking to you.
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm glad to be talking to you as well. And that was an amazing experience to go through. And I was just so grateful that God has equipped our bodies with a warning system. And if we can pay attention and act quickly, I think we can get the medical care and the medical attention we need. And that's certainly what happened in my case. And I was laying on that cardiac cath table as they're putting in stents. And that was my thought. Lord Jesus, thank you for the warning signs. Thank you that you've equipped us with that. And praise be to God for how you've created us so that we can know when something is actually going wrong. And you know, Larry, that's what we're here to talk about. I think as we look around the United States of America, we look around the world, we look at the Church of Jesus Christ, we see that there's some things that are going wrong. There's some warning bells going off, and bells that we need to pay attention to. There are philosophies that are starting to take root within the church itself. There are things that the church is doing where we're conforming to the patterns of this world, and in many instances we've lost our purpose as a church. And I think that's the reason we're seeing so much happening in the world today in a negative light. So today's topic is really what's happening in America. And Larry and I, you and I discussed this a couple of days ago, but I want to filter this conversation through several different passages. And the first is in the book of Colossians, Colossians 2, verse 8. And Paul writes this: "See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." I mean, in Christ is everything. We have everything that we need for life and godliness in Christ, but there's this temptation to latch on to these new and up-and-coming philosophies, which are really not new at all. So, Larry, what are some of the philosophies that are taking root here in America and that the church is giving credence to? I know we have a kind of a political philosophy as far as Marxism. We see cultural Marxism making a move here in America, but what are some of the other things that are happening? Or you can comment on that.
Well, I certainly think that socialism and Marxism is the biggest currently that we face. It's penetrating the church. in the entire culture, politics, education, the corporate world, in the form of racism. This is a big one. This is something that's taking place throughout our culture. I think the prosperity gospel is also a real threat and a real danger. And, you know, I direct an organization that's called the Fixed Point Foundation. And when I founded this organization in 2003, I didn't want to call it, you know, the Jesus Foundation. That would kind of give the game away, given the fact that we do so much on secular, you know, campuses and in the secular world. So I went instead, I pulled a from a quotation of Blaise Pascal, you know, the 17th century philosopher, atheist, turned Christian, artist, scientist, remarkable human being who said this, that we must have a fixed point in morality if we are to judge our course. And what he meant by that was that, you know, as he said, a ship, you know, doesn't look at a piece of driftwood to determine where they are. They need to look at a fixed point, the stars, or a harbor, a point that is itself unmoved. And if our fixed point is Jesus Christ, and I become adrift any time in my own life that I've gotten off course, it's because I've lost my fixed point. And that's what's happening in many of our churches. It certainly is what's happened in the culture. And the result is that we're much more, you know, to the words of Colossians that you've just read, we're much more easily seduced by the language of things. And language is very, very important in this conversation because language has been warped and weaponized to seduce those things that sound very good, but in reality are not, you know, what they purport to be. You know, instead of, for instance, you know, most famously, instead of speaking of, you know, the killing of unborn children, we say abortion, which, you know, now has taken on all the negatives. But the intention was to alter the language, double speak, you know, in the words of 1984. So, you know, that's where we find ourselves. And I think that people today, having lost the fixed point, they're much more easily seduced by things that sound very Christian. I was thinking of a pastor who I heard talking about the LGBT movement, in which he said, we must, quote, listen to the heart of God when it comes to these issues. Now, that sounds very good until you know what he means by that. And what he meant by it had no resonance in Scripture whatsoever, but it was highly seductive language.
Yeah, I think I think you're on to something as far as language is concerned. You know, the Bible tells us that the problem is sin and death, and sin has always been the problem. And yet we are trying to make that word sound a little nicer. You know, I've made a mistake. I've done some wrong things, and now we're blaming systems, and we're blaming, you know, we're making the problem something other than sin. And if we're making the problem something other than sin, then we have to have a solution other than the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that's the only answer to sin and death, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So if we're changing what the problem is, and we're trying to convince people that there's something other than sin that's really messing up the world and messing up people and messing up culture and everything else, then we're going to have to figure out some other solution. And I think that's what makes us very vulnerable to the philosophies of this world. And I think we have to get back to the basics, that the problem has always been sin. When Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was sin. And sin had a consequence, and that consequence was death. And that's why God sent Jesus, to solve the sin and death problem. And in solving the sin and death problem, then that becomes an answer that can start to spread out and affect other areas of life. So I think it's very important for us to say things how God says things.
Absolutely. Well, our special guest today on the Basic Gospel program is Larry Alex Taunton, and we always love having Larry on the program with us because he, as Bob Christopher says, he is a very interesting man, and he travels the world and observes what's going on around the globe, basically, and, of course, in the Christian church. And so we're glad to have Larry on the air with us today. But, Bob, as you know, we have only today and tomorrow before the end of our fiscal year. So, of course, many of our listeners are faithful month-by-month supporters of the message of grace and Jesus Christ that we bring on the air and online every day. But for those who are relatively new to Basic Gospel, what do you want to communicate to them as encouragement to join with us to support this ministry of grace in the Lord Jesus?
Well, just what we were talking about, Bob. I mean, this is a ministry that is dedicated to truth and grace. We want to say that, hey, here's the problem, but here's the solution in Christ Jesus. We want people to be connected to the love and grace of God. We want people to have a measure of clarity or an abundance of clarity as to what the good news is all about. I think that's where confusion exists. I think that's where folks kind of get off their fixed point, so to speak. And they need to be brought back to the simple truth, the profound truth, the life-changing truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can help us reach people with that good news by making a gift this month, helping us close our books in a very strong way, and helping to connect people to the love of God. So come join us. Be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. We want your help. We need your help. And we'll look forward to laboring together in sharing this good news of Jesus.
And you can join us right now, friends, if you visit basicgospel.net. Just click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. As Bob said, we would love for you to partner with us. Bob, back to you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Well, Larry, before we move on, tell our listeners how they can get more involved with you, can read some of the articles that you write, and watch some of the videos that Fixed Point Foundation has been involved in and producing, some just fabulous debates between Christians and atheists. And you've just got a whole assortment of resources that can be a big help to believers all around the world. So tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Yes, thank you, Bob. They can find me at Larry Alex Taunton, that's T-A-U-N-T-O-N, LarryAlexTaunton.com, or at fixed-point.org, fixed-point.org. Both redirect to the same site, and there they'll find interviews like this one and television interviews, our debates with atheists, Muslims, others, and hopefully resources that encourage them and equip them to engage the culture.
Yes, indeed. Well, I hope many of our listeners will take advantage of that. Well, Larry has a wealth of resources there. I'm encouraged by all the articles I read that he has put out. If you are interested in reading any of his books, he's the author of three, The Grace Effect, The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, and, as I said, his latest, Around the World in More Than 80 Days. You will be blessed with his writing. He is a genuine writer, a good writer, someone that will inspire and encourage you and give you a whole bunch to think about. So take advantage of these resources at LarryAlexTaunton.com. As I said, you will be blessed. So, Larry, we talked about the fact that in our culture today, and especially in the church today, that we are very vulnerable to a lot of the empty and deceitful philosophies that are coming down the pike. Cultural Marxism is a big one. Any others that you would like to touch on before we move to the next passage?
Well, I certainly think that, I would really want to drive home those two in particular, cultural Marxism and the prosperity gospel, because they're by far the most deceptive ones and the most prevalent ones in our culture. And I want to warn your listeners that they don't come in that verbiage. That is to say that, you know, what you're seeing in the schools, it might take on the language of something like, say, anti-racism curriculum or anti-hate curriculum. In other words, it will be presented as something that's very good. Hence the reason it's partially seductive. But it will be presented to you as something that's necessary for your child's education, for your edification, for the building up of the body, for the building up of a community, when in fact it's exactly the opposite of that. And you may say, well, how can I know? How will I know? Well, this brings us back to having your fixed point, knowing your fixed point. And so knowing the genuine article will enable you to recognize those that are counterfeit. So I think that's incredibly important in this discussion.
Yeah. And don't you think, as far as the church is concerned today, that we don't know the genuine article as well as we should? And that's why we can't tell the counterfeit?
Yes, absolutely. I think we have a poverty of preaching of the word in our pulpits. We have so much, you know, to use Paul's words, empty deceit, tickling of ears, as Paul says elsewhere and to Timothy. And these are things that we must be very much on guard against. And Scripture tells us that, you know, in the end times, that there will be, you know, even the elect can be deceived, will be led astray by these things. So your fixed point doesn't need to be Tim Keller or Beth Moore or Bob Christopher or Larry Taunton. Your fixed point needs to be Jesus Christ, and where you find him is in his word. It's not in your feelings. It's not simply in your intuition, but it's in his word. And hence, coming back to your point, preaching of the word in our churches is oh so necessary, and I find so very little of it when we're talking about expository preaching of the word and just, you know, moving verse by verse, book by book, and forcing ourselves to encounter those passages that we find uncomfortable and that will inevitably speak to our time, to our age, to our circumstances.
Yes, indeed. Well, our next passage, Larry, comes out of the letter of 1 John, and it's 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And this is John's description of the world, and he says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." It's pretty clear, pretty black and white stated there. "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride and possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." And Larry, I bring this passage up because I see so much within the church that we're trying to fit the gospel into the world instead of trying to conform the world to the gospel. We're going at it backwards. We're trying to make the gospel a worldly thing. And we get all caught up in the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions. And it's a big problem. It is really a big problem. So how does this passage relate to what we're seeing happening in America and kind of the anemic position that the church finds itself in as far as impacting the culture?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was watching an old movie last night. Perhaps you'll see where I'm going with this. And, you know, it's probably a 1950s film, and it shows the soldiers who are doing their training, and they foresee no war in their future. And so when things go awry on the battlefield and they tell their commander, "Look, we need to get back to base. We have a date tonight, or we're planning to go out," or what, their commander's, "Yeah, sure, fine." And thus, when the battle itself ultimately comes, they're wholly unprepared emotionally, physically, mentally for the hardship of warfare. And I think the church, the American church, in a similar manner, we've grown corpulent, we've grown soft, and we've spent our billions of dollars on our family life centers and on parking decks and on buildings that will belong to someone else. And meanwhile, there's been a slow advance, though steady, advance of utter godlessness in our culture. And now that that godlessness controls the levers of power in a way that we've never seen in the entire history of this country, we are seeing elements of the church bow down before it just as surely as they might before a false God made with human hands. I mean, this is exactly what we're seeing. And it's not merely a love of the world, but it's a desire to be loved by the world.
Exactly. I think we've lost Larry there, but boy, what a great point he was making about wanting to be loved by the world. We want to be liked. There's something inside of all of us that we want to be liked. We want to fit in, and certainly the prevailing wind is a worldly culture, and so to fit in, we're going to have to conform to the patterns of this world so that we can be like, so the world can pat us on our backs and say, hey, you're one of us, you belong to us. But we've been set apart, we've been made holy by the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been rescued from the corruption that is in the world. And we can actually participate in the divine nature because of the work of Jesus Christ, because of the indwelling of God's Spirit. So it's vitally important for us to understand that we have been rescued from the dominion of darkness, from that kingdom of darkness, and we have been placed into the body of Christ Jesus. Larry, did we have you back?
Line two, I believe, Bob.
Larry, do we have you back?
Apparently not quite yet.
Well, okay. Well, let's see what we have now. Larry, are you here?
Technology strikes again.
yes, it does. Well, we're almost out of time on this this edition of Basic Gospel, but we certainly appreciate Larry jumping on with us today. He has a lot of insight into what's happening in America, and I loved his opening comments about having a fixed point, and our fixed point is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And we need to keep our eyes fully focused on him. And we need to keep our eyes on the task that he has given us, and that is the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. And that is the solution. That is the solution to sin and death. That is our fixed point. That is the very thing that teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. It's the very thing that enables us to participate in the divine nature. And that's what the world needs. The world needs to know the truth about God. The world needs to know the truth about Jesus Christ. And we have that great privilege to be the ones to share that news. But we can't compromise. We can't try to fit it with culture. We have to let it stand for what it is, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. As we close today, let me emphasize the importance of your support as we reach the end of our fiscal year tomorrow. Let's all pull together to end the year without carryover bills for airtime and other operational expenses. So please join with us with your gift at basicgospel.net. And again, you can find the big donate link right there on that homepage, basicgospel.net, and we would love to have your partnership. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with our thanks to Larry Alex Taunton for being with us today, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.